Hello, welcome to Small Talk. I just want to say before the episode starts, this wasn't actually going to be our first episode, but due to other issues, I just want to get an episode out. This isn't really the best of episodes. The audio is kind of messed up at some points, and we kind of move around a lot. There's a little bit of scuffling noises, but it'll get better as the time goes by. Hope you guys enjoy. Hello, and welcome back to the Small Talk Podcast, where we talk random stuff or we actually mean something. Today, we're actually all in the same room, the people that I'm with. I don't know how well the audio is, but I'll go ahead and introduce. We have Parker.
Yeah.
We have Jake.
Hi.
And we have David.
Hello.
So today, we don't actually know what's going to happen. We just thought this would be fun to do. So, we'll go ahead and start about music. We all play music here, right?
Yeah.
Who here plays the most instruments?
David,
what do you play?
Everything.
You gotta speak up, David.
I don't know a lot.
You don't know what you play?
Yeah.
Oh.
I forgot. I lost count.
Just say it.
You
got like
just
17 instruments in this room.
Yeah. Yeah, we're actually recording in his room. We can just look around us and see like 10 different instruments.
It's quite neat.
Yeah.
Dude.
You gotta speak up, David, so the mic can hear you.
I cannot. My food's dead.
We'll move it closer. We'll move it closer to you. There you go. Now it's easier for you to talk. Yeah. Okay, so we can go ahead and talk about some news, I guess. Actually, Jake, what do you play?
What I play? I play the trumpet.
You play the trumpet and Parker?
And euphonium/baritone. It's like the same thing.
He plays a small tuba, pretty much.
Yeah.
Process of looking for instruments, shot an airsoft gun.
Yeah, we were shooting off an airsoft gun before, and I thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I did a...
David's cat died.
Yeah. I did like a tactical John Wick reload and shoot. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, he almost killed... That's what killed the cat.
Yeah, I accidentally missed.
Missed, quote unquote.
Yeah, quote unquote.
Let's see how it is.
Yeah.
And then he shot the window.
We had one of our friends go rogue with the airsoft.
Yeah. And shot it through the window.
Yeah, like, he was threatening to shoot us. It's kind of scary.
Almost killed David's little brother, too. That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of
killed
deserved
a lot
it.
Of things.
Yeah. There's a lot of death today, and that's what everyone said.
Yeah. In the background, you can hear music. It's going to be constantly moving up and down. I don't know if you can hear us over the music or not, but... Hopefully it's fine. If not, we might not release it. This might be released to YouTube, too. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's probably one of the things we upload to YouTube just because we need stuff to upload there.
Content.
Steady flow.
Steady
original
flow of
content.
Yes. Moving on to news.
News.
So, recently...
The word news is pretty cool, though, because it's like new and z... So that's
indeed.
That's cool.
All right, so moving on, we have in Philadelphia apparently $1 billion worth of cocaine was caught. What do you guys think of that?
That might have been me. I don't know.
Oh, who would find a way to find $1 billion?
That may have been my doing. You see, it was an interesting. It was an interesting
Friday.
Operation. Yeah, it was an interesting Friday night. You see, I had to like. Get the ship full of cocaine and like I had to like sneak it past all the guards somehow.
Well,
so I basically just killed them all.
Oh. Where does one find this much cocaine though? Like where? Where did you find $1 billion worth
it
of cocaine?
How do you make
yeah, how do you measure how do you measure the amount of cocaine?
Well you see like, I had some help from Donald Trumpsey and from
Oh,
King
let's
Wayne
not get political let's not get a little political here. Let's not get political.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so we're gonna move on to this, some different stuff now. On YouTube
Ew.
There's a, there's a company called High Five Studios. They make, The main guy's Matthias. He has two. I know he does Dope or Nope, and then he has his own Matthias now. Or no, Matthias was changed into Dope or Nope.
What are you talking about?
They have sub channels like Team Edge, Battle Universe, Get Good Gaming, and Rekt. But recently, Rekt was shut down due to the fact that one of the main guys is leaving. And have you guys ever watched?
Feel like I have. But
no. Team Edge is popular.
Wait, what is Team Edge?
That's the most popular one, I think.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
They do like not sports stuff, but they do like a bunch of stuff. But like Rekt is stuff where they destroy stuff. That's what the title is. But the main guy, he's like moving to like Vegas, I think.
Can he just destroy stuff in Vegas?
No, but like they all live in somewhere else in California.
And they should all just move.
They can't all just move. They're part of High Five Studios.
I mean, Vegas and California are pretty close. I don't know.
That is true, but that's pretty far at the same time.
Hey, shut up.
Sorry.
I was agreeing with
you. Oh, thank you, Jacob. Very nice. So.
Is there anything you're sharing
now? Yeah, there's this other thing. A dog saved a girl.
Yo, what?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
What kind of girl?
I don't know.
Like a girl or like a woods
like
boy
a,
girl?
Like a girl. Like a girl.
Oh.
Was it?
Girl.
What kind of dog?
A Duggo. Moving on, anyone have any stories to talk about?
Parker does.
Yeah, Parker probably has a lot of stories. Yeah.
He's telling us about a Taco Bell incident.
Nah, that was my Uncle Cletus.
No, it's
he owns slaves, it's cool.
Talk about it. Please. Please talk about it. We don't have anything else to talk about.
So he said he was like he ate a bunch of Taco Bell and stuff, and then the next day he had to go to the bathroom on his way to go into Taco Bell to get a breakfast burrito. And he, like, stopped in the bathroom of a Verizon store and then took a fat dump in the bathroom. But it turned out it was the woman's bathroom. And that's where he met his first and only love.
Oh, really?
He'd been married for 9,000 years.
So they met in the bathroom of Verizon?
Yeah. 9,000 years ago.
Pretty interesting.
9,000?
9,000, yeah.
Wow.
He's a god.
Toy Story 4,
what?
Is that out? Is that out, or is it...
There's like a 4th, right?
It's like June 22nd.
Okay, so by the time I think this episode comes out, it'll be out. Are you guys planning on seeing that at all?
No.
No?
I mean, I haven't seen a Pixar movie.
I don't think I'm going to be in town when
year.
It comes out.
Okay.
Oh, you boy, give me a message you say
Yeah, so the Sonic trailer, the Sonic movie...
Oh, yeah.
Has been taken back into production because it was bad.
Like,
yeah, they're actually gonna fix it. There's like fan stuff, and it actually looks really good compared to like what it.
Have they released what it's actually gonna look?
No,
like?
But there's fan stuff, and
I mean,
I'll show it to you guys.
Look anything like the fan
but
stuff,
that's what it looks like. That's what people want to look
like. Yeah,
like the actual Sonic.
Yeah, that's pretty.
For context, people who they can't see, but it's a picture of like the real Sonic with like kind of like realistic animation. It looks really good compared to the furry that's in the newest.
Oh,
that was in the trailer.
I broke a thing.
Parker's
yeah,
missing.
Fix the thing.
Parker's missing a guitar stand right now.
Hey guys.
He's breaking it.
Yeah, I don't know how long this episode's gonna be. I hope it turns out well. I feel like the Misfits right now. They have nothing to talk about half the time.
So, I mean,
do you have Twitter?
No. Who has Twitter?
I have Twitter.
What are you like? Don't.
I'm a content creator. I need Twitter.
Pretty much.
I'm just kidding.
Not to get political, but I'm
not
pretty sure Donald
political.
Trump is the only person who has a Twitter. And he just says
he said not to go political.
Yeah, I said not
I
to
said
go
I'm
political.
Not,
no, it's too late. Parker, get out.
Yeah,
go
not,
away.
I literally said
he
I'm
said
not,
not
being political.
To be political.
See, if you say like not to be racist and you say something really racist, it's not racist because he said it's not.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
It is.
Well, shit.
What do you guys think?
It's like not to be
about
racist,
what?
But
that,
I don't
that?
Like
yeah.
minorities. I mean, it's not racist if you say it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that all the time.
There is a recent Florida man thing that happened.
Florida man. That's an
dude, that guy, he's like a superhero.
Yeah, no, Florida man's everywhere.
He, like, doesn't stop.
Robbing convenience stores with alligators and, like, doing stuff.
There was a, there's a thing I saw of, like, a little kid that held the police out. And they drew, like, a picture
help. Yeah, the picture
and,
is,
like I'm not disrespecting this kid, but this picture is literally just, like, a squiggly stick figure. Like, it's just a bunch of circles.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel that like, he was a young kid. He was like 10 or something. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not disrespecting, but... Oh, let's talk about Dr. Disrespect. Talking about Disrespect.
What?
With this recent thing getting banned on Twitch. He got banned on Twitch for, vlogging in a bathroom. Yeah, with actual people on it. Like...
Oh, yeah, with the
That
the
was
kid?
Frames away from showing that little kid's... Spadingle.
that's the word.
Yeah, I don't wanna...
That's the word, yeah.
Yeah. Looking through Twitter here, there's not much happening.
Seriously, like, does any... Like, I don't know anyone besides you that has Twitter. Like, people that use it are just...
I have a few friends with Twitter. I don't use it, but I just have it. In case I ever need it. I have Facebook just for band. Like, I'm not going to use that. We're heading the 10-minute mark here.
Okay, now we can get...
Do you want to take a... We don't need to take a break, do we? You really need to take a break.
I don't know.
It's been 10 minutes. No. See, yeah. This is actually our second time recording, like my second time recording at all. And,
You can tell.
We haven't even recorded our first. Oh, no, you can tell by our second episode. We haven't recorded our first episode yet.
How
is that? The second episode.
Because, the people who we wanted to get recorded, wanted to get recorded for the first, weren't available. And we're not even going to be recorded.
Timeline, like, you gotta get the...
Like, I gotta get episodes recorded, so I have...
So you have to wait for that.
So you gotta wait for the...
I have to wait for Sam. Sam hasn't been, like...
Available?
We're supposed to record tomorrow, and Sam's like, oh, no, I don't think I can anymore. So I might just take him out of the first episode.
Prequel's coming out soon, guys.
Yeah, I have...
It'll fill you in on a lot of stuff.
The two people will be good. I might have, one of my friends back from Illinois do it.
What's your name, Illinois?
I'm gonna slap you. yeah.
What's up with states being spelled weird? I know it's, a lot of, Native American
Wyoming
stuff or whatever, but, Arkansas and such, and,
Wyoming.
Is that weird? Wyoming's weird. I mean, it sounds weird, but it's not.
It looks weird.
Yeah. I was born in Wyoming, but it was a city in Minnesota.
Are you fake? Because Wyoming doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, you're right here.
I forgot about that.
I don't know. This thing's
breaking my guitar stand.
Yeah, he's messing with the guitar stand here.
It's very tasty.
See, if we have Twitter, we could easily just, ask questions. We can find some Q&A on Twitter.
But Twitter is Twitter.
Oh, it turned off again.
Oh!
Thank you, Jake. Jake or David, do you have anything to talk about?
Not really.
Grandma's recent passing away. Rest in peace, Grandma Gertrude.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know about that.
Wait, it's your grandma, huh?
Grandma Gertrude?
Yeah.
I'll not tweet. What do I say? I'll send out a snap on my story getting a Q&A. Frick. Anyone else have anything to talk about while I do this?
What's your favorite,
Disney princess?
The black one. Because
oh, from the toad?
The black frog one.
Yeah,
she
does.
She's like, doesn't she own a restaurant or something? Like, she actually does stuff, and she's black, which means, you know, she's ultimately just more powerful.
Well, my favorite Disney princess is obviously Parker.
Thank you.
Dang. Pride Month, turn up. Pride Month. Yeah.
What about you, Jake?
Disney princess?
What about me?
Anna's pretty.
Yeah, what's your favorite Disney princess, Jake? Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
Anna?
Anna? Which one? Yeah. Oh,
she's a redhead.
The cold one?
No, that's Elsa.
But the cold one that's in the cold movie. The one that's not cold in the cold movie.
Elsa is the one that's cold.
Yo, so there's a second
Anna's one
coming
hot.
Out, and I think it might, there's a second Frozen coming out. They should have had, a long-lost cousin or sister or something that could, control fire. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
And they'd have, this epic battle at the end with just, fire.
I mean, Anna could,
and then everyone
would be really hot.
Yeah, that's
what?
Okay, Jake, who's your
she
favorite?
Can control fire, dude.
You know, after you explain that,
bruh.
You got a pretty point there, Parker.
Yeah,
I agree.
You don't even know her name, though.
What?
You don't even know her name, though.
Whose name?
Exactly.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl. What if Lava Girl's part of the Disney franchise?
Bruh. I thought that was confirmed already. But Jake, who's your favorite? The mermaid with the, you know.
Oh, Ariel?
The tin babies.
Whoa! No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
The Twinkies.
You can talk however you want, but if we want to put this on YouTube, we want to be monetized. Hey. Except we're not going to be monetized because we're just starting.
You guys aren't saying anything. Who's your favorite?
Yeah, you guys aren't saying anything.
Really not. What do you mean?
I feel like Fitz. I'm always talking.
Okay, what's your favorite kind of dog, guys?
Kind of dog?
Yeah.
I had a Springer Spaniel. That's the only one I had.
Oh, what?
Springer Spaniel.
That's an awesome name. I would name my dog Springer Spaniel because that's cool.
I would name my dog Zebulon Pike.
Oh, yeah, that's like the best name ever. That, like, actually, someone was named that.
Zebulon.
Like, yeah, Zebulon.
That explorer, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Like, nerd. Who names their name Zebulon in the 1800s?
What a nerd. Yeah, what a nerd.
He's definitely an alien. Zebulon? He's like,
yeah.
I am Zebulon.
Explorer, uncharted territory.
I require your cocking ball torture.
Monetize.
Hey, guess what? Small Talk has an Instagram. Go check us out at Small Talk Small Laughs on Instagram. Is there a way to turn this down?
No.
No. I hope the music isn't too loud. Just hold it down. Oh, that's better. Yeah, that's better.
So how are you guys doing?
How are you guys doing? Anyone here have a YouTube?
No.
No?
I remember, like,
YouTube?
Like,
I
was
I
in,
have
like,
the app, yeah. But, like,
what?
What? YouTube?
But, like, I was in, like, fourth grade, and my friend and I were playing, like, Roblox or something.
Oh, I had a Roblox channel.
And we made one episode of one thing, and, like, it was so dumb.
I would play Phantom Forces and then Poly Wars or something like that. Poly Wars is a really fun one to do.
I always hated Phantom Forces. It was just, like...
Dude, I was an esports gamer for Phantom Forces. Mm. I have some no-scope clips.
The best Roblox games were always the tycoon ones.
Yeah.
Until you had to get off, and then you're like, my tycoon!
Yeah, like, no,
some of them saved, but,
yeah.
Yeah, some of them did.
Yeah, the good ones. I mean,
I remember, Clone Tycoon or something like that.
Oh,
Clone
War
Tycoon. That was good.
Yeah. Clone War. I remember I played Pokemon Go Tycoon once, and you just collected statues.
What?
Yeah.
When Pokemon Go came out, like, I didn't have a phone, and all my
friends would I had a tablet. I would just take that hotspot from my friend.
Like, I didn't have... All my friends would go out biking and stuff, and I was like, And then immediately as I got a phone, it just stopped being a thing, and I became very sad.
I still am going to use the hotspot because I don't want to use all my data, because Pokemon takes up so much data once you use it for so long.
But I remember the first time I used... I was on Pokemon Go. Like, I was in Minnesota in, like, a rural area where...
There's no Pokestops,
like, there was nobody
anything,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was nobody who had, like, gotten any. So, like, every time I went on, there were, like, 5 Pokemon just around that I could get. And it was quite nice.
Yeah, I'm just starting up again with that game. I played eventually, but I'm not
like,
a
it's still
nerd.
Kind of a thing, too.
It's
like,
kind of
people,
is.
A lot of people still do it.
It's gone down. It's not as bad as it used to be. Kind of like TikTok. TikTok is getting better, I've heard. It's not cringy. It's not as cringy as it used to be.
I mean...
Excuse you. Jeez.
What do you
bless
plan
me.
On for future episodes for the podcast? Do you have any ideas?
No, probably just... Oh, I
Isn't
am
your grandma
planning
coming?
On a... Planning on a actors edition series where I just have a bunch of people who have been in performing and acting and stuff. I already have like 5 people lined up. I know I've been performing.
You
I've
got like
that.
Adam Sandler, right?
Yeah, and Zac Efron.
Oh,
he's in he's in a new movie that's coming up.
Sure is.
I forgot.
Wait, what?
He was in a movie, a good movie, and that was quite good.
High School Musical.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
No. I honestly like those movies. Like, they're so. They're weird, but, like, nice.
So, what do you guys think of the new Chug Splash in Fortnite?
Oh, this is crazy.
Imagine still playing Fortnite, guys.
With the Actors Edition,
so
I'm actually planning on...
If you still played Fortnite.
Even if you talk about Fortnite. This is an anti-Fortnite podcast, you hecking nerd. Yeah, you just got attacked.
He was crying right now. You can't see it, but he's crying.
Yeah, Jake plays Fortnite, but he didn't bring it up because he's a good boy.
Yeah.
He actually has respect for
podcast
religion.
Yeah.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, for the actor series. I'm actually going to plan on having my old director on it too. He actually No, my old director in Illinois. He went to like college for performing and stuff like that. So he's actually pretty experienced.
Like, what do you
It'll
plan
be fun.
On?
So,
do you have any ideas?
Wait,
no,
you actually got Adam Sandler though?
Performances and stuff.
Oh, okay.
No, I got
No, she died.
Who?
What?
Who?
No.
Or are you gonna say what?
What
is her name? I was gonna say Leah Thompson, but that's back to the
got
future.
It. Morgan Freeman.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, he's here right now.
Hey, guys. That's all I know how to say is, I'm Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I'm Morgan Freeman. I used
Morgan
to be
Morgan Freeman.
Like, is that a musical instrument? Like one of the 17 that David has?
Maybe.
There's one, dos, three...
Four.
Five, six,
hell of a job.
Seven.
Hey!
Ooh. Ooh, he's gonna do a
Ooh.
Thing.
Ooh.
Make it a louder thing.
But I don't want to turn the speaker. I'll turn on the speaker, but I gotta turn it down. Alright, we're turning on the speaker here.
I guess.
Don't accidentally turn it to max.
Carter's gonna play an epic song.
I'm gonna sing for you guys. Oh, what the?
What are you doing?
Alright, here we go, boys. Hello, and I'm gonna talk about some pretty epic stuff.
Is this the theme song? For
but
the
that's not Fortnite. It's gonna be pretty epic. Because we got people here to talk to. It's gonna be some entertaining stuff. Because I got people to talk to. Yeah. Sorry.
So this is a theme song, right?
No, yeah, it's just because.
Guys,
no,
do
my
you
intro
think this should be
else.
The theme song?
I already have an intro.
Oh.
Okay, play something better.
I won't because I'll get copyrighted.
You'll get copyrighted.
I'm sorry.
No one's gonna listen to this to copyright. Oh, we've been doing this for 20 years. Holy crap. 20 years.
Damn.
Hey! None of that.
David!
Man, you've been hating on poor
over
David.
Over here, saying stuff that you shouldn't say!
David, tell us about something that doesn't involve Fortnite or saying...
Or no, saying...
No, or saying
bad
words.
You can stop.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's so fun, though.
Like, what's your least favorite kind of dog?
What's your least favorite game? Let's talk about our least favorite
game. Least favorite game? Well, Fortnite, definitely.
Oh.
I would say...
Well, not... Well, I mean...
That's a hard one. I really
least
don't
favorite.
Like,
Well, least favorite game that you played, like, a lot.
Yeah.
That you just ended up, like, hating or something. I can't think of
it. It's just not, like, that it's not fun. I would say, I don't know.
Okay, what's your favorite game, man?
My favorite game? I like Minecraft's really fun.
Yeah, Minecraft's epic.
Zelda, the original Zelda's really fun to play. I have it on both the
Mario.
I don't like Nintendo games or whatever.
I
feel like they're not like... Yeah.
I have the original Nintendo and then the Nintendo Classic, which is really good.
I say my favorite game is like BioShock.
Kart, BioShock?
If
what's
you
that?
Know, you don't know. Okay, that there's it's like there's like three of them. They're all really fun and cool.
Yeah.
Bro, Mario Kart.
Mario. Okay. Yeah.
Bro,
I changed my answer. Mario Kart.
Mario
Kart
7 on DS.
Mario?
I
no,
destroyed
the original,
on DS.
Like
Super Nintendo.
The original. No, the Wii. I mean,
I played on Super
like,
Nintendo.
Super
it's really
fun. It could be on the Wii.
Yeah.
Just like with the boys on the Wii. The Wii Wii.
The Wii Wii.
Hey. Okay. What's your least favorite book, guys?
Least favorite show.
No. My least favorite book. I need to tell you, my least favorite book. There was this book we read in fifth grade. It was about like a dog on the Titanic. And we like had to read it. and I thought it would be like, oh, this seems kind of cool. It's like a dog. It could be interesting. And it was like the most boring, it's just sad, pointless. Right? It wasn't even sad. It like was just a bad book. Like the author just didn't. There's like nothing to it. It was just a dog is on the Titanic, and then like it had an owner, and then the owner like nice. Was saved by the dog or something. And it was like,
oh, Jack.
What?
He
no.
Titanic. Yeah, it was just... Have you guys seen Titanic at all?
I've seen, yeah.
It's pretty. It was interesting. It was like dark though when they showed everyone dying. Like I remember vividly the one guy, he falls off and then he hits his head on the turbine and he like spins around.
That happened to my like mom's like cousin.
She died
off
the Titanic?
No, not in the Titanic, but just he was like on a boat but he fell off and he got his head hit by like one of the turbines.
So he died? Dude, that would kill. Oh.
And they couldn't find his body for like a week.
He probably got shredded, dude. His head got shredded for sure.
And then there's another person that she knew who was on like a snowmobile or something going really fast and there was like a fence that was covered in snow and he couldn't see it and it was like a barbed wire fence and he hit the fence and got like nearly decapitated or something apparently.
At this at a Six Flags by my old house there is a guy that got decapitated because he wanted to get his hat back and the roller coaster went by and his head got
heard their high death rate on like cruises?
No, I never heard of that.
Yeah, like, a lot of people die on those.
Really?
It's just, like, it's just so cruises? Common that it's never, like, in the news. It's, like,
and I've then, never, like, oh, like,
well, how do like they die? Falling like, falling off? Or just well, getting no, sick? Well, or, like, murdered?
Like, yeah, like, all of it.
I guess since it's on, like, international
waters.
But
it's
waters.
Also because, like, older people, like, they'll basically just go as, like, their last, like,
yeah.
Oh.
You know, they're like dying.
That's kind of sad, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about death.
Imagine, like, going on a cruise with your grandma. Going on a cruise with your grandma, and you just, like, go on the slide or whatever, have fun, and then you walk in, and then
that's why there's.
Stop. That's so dark.
Bro, that's why there's freezers on cruise ships.
Hey. My friend went on a cruise, and there was a helicopter because somebody had to get an emergency evacuation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've never been on a cruise.
Really?
Yeah. I don't, like, I really want to.
It's fine. It's fun, I guess.
Depends. I mean, I feel like I'd throw up because I get super seasick.
Oh, yeah. You gotta take, like, pills or something. It's not as bad. Sometimes, like, you see these videos of, like, huge waves and everyone, like, rocking back and forth.
And everyone's just having a good time, like, rocking out, you know?
I love rock and roll. No, I'm just kidding.
Everyone's like, look, what'd you do with the drunken sailor? What'd you do with the drunken sailor? Wait, what was the thing you said after I said least favorite book?
Oh, least favorite show.
Least favorite, like, TV show?
Yeah, mine was either Courage the Cowardly Dog or Scooby-Doo. Like, it terrified
me. What, like, kid show?
Any show.
Well, mine was Caillou.
Really? Just because he's Canadian? Wow.
Why is he bald? And why? Yeah, who's named Caillou? Like, yeah, that sounds like he's, like, Japanese or something.
And he was such, like, a whiny, like...
And you said, yeah, he's
just so whiny. He whined about everything.
Yeah, he did whine a few bits.
I never... A few bit?
Yeah.
He whined a few bit.
I also never watched... There's, like, a bunch of shows that I never watched. Like, I never watched, like, Yo Gabba Gabba, as you told me the other day.
Oh, Yo Gabba Gabba was like, good. Anything like the
I watched that one a few times. I never
really... Dude, that DJ was...
Bro, mine was, like, Bob the Builder and Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Handyman.
The helicopter
Handyman
was weird.
Was my favorite.
Who?
Handyman.
What about you, Jake?
He's like Bob the Builder, Handyman.
Remember Super Why?
Oh, yeah, Super
Like, it went inside the books and stuff?
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you guys think about SpongeBob?
That was good.
It's literally the best show ever.
Is it still going or they stopped?
Yeah,
it's still going.
Okay.
I mean, the new ones are terrible, I think.
I remember when they first released, like, the new series or the new season. And I was like, oh, what the heck is this?
The new ones are pretty bad. Like, only the OG ones.
Because, like, it's different people. It's not the same.
And it's just, like, the whole idea of it is...
I feel like it gets more,
remember
like...
Remember the blender,
the new ones,
milkshake episode?
They're just, like... act stupid. Like,
The new ones, like, they rely so much on, like just being anymore. Stupid or, like, making funny noises or whatever. Like, the older ones had, like, clever jokes.
Yeah.
And, like, things that, like, kids could, like, laugh to and then adults that were watching, too, would think is kind of funny.
Yeah, but,
like,
don't drop the doubloons, you know?
Yeah, don't drop them.
Gary, don't drop the doubloons.
I remember I'm reading a lot of Garfield, and I'm reading
Rest
like these
beast, Garfield.
Like these like the old like the older ones from like the 90s and 80s. There's so many jokes that you can't say now. There's a lot of them I remember one, and it's like Garfield. Like,
Garfield's like, man, I sure hate Jews.
No, it's like that, though. Like John's like, I'm going to go take Odie for a walk, and Garfield's like, go take him to that backyard and shoot him or something like that. He talked a lot about, like dog abuse, like killing the dog, and then there's talking about, he talks about killing himself a few times. Like, wait, it's Garfield? Really bad sometimes, yeah.
Suicidal Garfield, guys.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it changed a lot. I don't even know if Jim Davis is still, he's like 80 or something now. But he doesn't make them anymore.
Yeah, he like, I think he comes up with the ideas and stuff, but someone else draws
the art.
Them.
I still like the art though; it's still pretty good.
I mean,
it's changed a little bit, but it's still pretty good.
And from the Titanic to Garfield, we got it covered.
Yeah, we had something to talk about at least.
Yeah.
Coming up
from
on
like
the
Titanic
on the half hour mark.
What? Coming on the half hour mark. Do you guys want to go? How far do you guys want to go till? You want to stop now or keep going to 40 or something?
I don't know.
You can go to 40.
Yeah, 40.
It's up to you.
If not, I'll just cut it out and post.
Okay, we'll see. So,
it's for the
guys, what?
Anyone play with Legos? Anyone Lego still?
I like Legos. I liked them, but I was never like super. Like I wouldn't like build anything myself or anything. Like I would just buy some sets or money.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. Like I don't. I got rid of all my spare. I had like hundreds of thousands of spare pieces. But I just got rid of them because I like sets now because I don't have room.
I remember one time my family got like this huge like Star Wars thing. It was like a ship, but it was like a really big one, and we were missing a single piece, so it just wouldn't work.
That sucks.
And we looked for it for like days, but we just couldn't find it.
Was it the Star Destroyer like collector's edition?
It was some like I don't know. It was weird. But I was like super excited when we got it,
that's
but we just couldn't finish it.
When you get a new Lego set,
it's like a missing piece.
Yeah, I hate it. Well, like I get scared so much that like I remember I was building the Millennium Falcon. I got the Millennium Falcon for Christmas, and I was missing a piece, and I found it in the garbage because it was still in the bag, and it never fell out of the bag.
It was convenient that you found it.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
That's lucky.
All right, Parker. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to flex.
Still have nightmares.
Oh, dude, that sucks. That does suck. Was it like the was it an Imperial or like an actual like?
It was some like.
Was it a Y-wing?
I think it was something like that. I don't know, but
it was a collector's edition, probably.
Maybe.
It was big, you say?
Yeah, it was.
Was it the
large
A? Not A-wing, but it was like the snow speeder and all.
I think it.
You're right, Jake. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Alright. Yeah.
Okay. But in the meanwhile, look, there's some skeletons on that bucket. What do you guys think of skeletons? They're really good at playing the trumpet for guys who don't have lungs, you know?
Yeah, and they can shoot bow and arrows infinitely.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
like, where do they store it? In their bones?
They're still candy from the whole scary skeletons.
Guys, you know there's skeletons inside of you? No, it wasn't.
No, that's not the snow speeder. Let's look up Y-wing.
There's literally skeletons inside of you.
That's pretty.
It's kind of gay, but.
Yeah, I mean, now that you think of it, are, like all people gay because of that.
Hey, was it this?
It looked something like that.
So it must have been this.
Yeah, I feel like it was kind of orange. There's a lot of orange. The missing piece was like something with a wing or something that made it move, but I just couldn't like.
Oh, it's an X-Wing. It's an X-Wing. You think of an X-Wing.
Wait, David, do you still have candy from
Poe Dameron? It's probably Poe Dameron.
Yeah, why do you still have
candy
from Halloween candy? Because, like, I forget, I don't know, like, I forget about it, because, like, I'll go away or something.
You just found
it. I haven't been trick-or-treating in the past few years, so we ran out of candy, like, immediately. Yeah.
Yes, I had that one. That was so cool to have. Yeah, you said it was orange and it moved. I was like, oh, that's Poe Dameron's X-Wing.
Yeah.
Just for context, like, that's Poe Dameron's X-Wing that he was talking about.
Wait. Well, maybe it wasn't that exact one, but it was something similar.
Yeah, I think there's an orange X-Wing.
Like an older... I mean, because, you know, Poe Dameron wasn't a thing then.
Oh, it was older? It might be Luke's X-Wing.
Could be.
I thought... I don't know. I think,
you thought?
I thought his was gray, though.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't orange. I don't know. I have misty memories.
Was it just this?
It's pretty similar to that. I honestly don't, like, it could have been something completely different.
But. Yeah, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Cool.
Apparently my friend, who got one of those, like, Death Star ones, yeah, like the huge that. Ones
yeah.
that like take forever to build and stuff, but they're really cool. And like right before he finished it, his dog, he has like two huge dogs, but one of them came and like just knocked it over and destroyed everything.
Yeah, I when I was building mine, I had my room, so I in my old house I had like, so it's like a it was like a square, and I had a bed on the far wall, and then there's a lamp on the end of the bed, so it's like the bed facing like with the wall, so it was like flat against the wall. Yeah. It wasn't coming out. And I had the Death Star sitting, it was like like a third of the way done, so it had the bottom floor with like part of the second layer. And it was laying on the bed, and normally I'd like jump on my bed and turn on my lamp because it was next to my bed. I jump on my bed and I slam straight on my Death Star, like snapping in the three. Oh, dude, yeah. I like cried for like 10 minutes because I was so sad. It took me like hours to do that. And I had to go to basketball right after that too.
Crying at the basketball.
Yeah, like my friend was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I broke my index. That's hard.
That's it.
No. I ended up getting it done like 3 days later, so.
Yeah.
It was like 8,000 pieces.
Yeah, the worst feeling is like when you work on something for a really long time and then just like.
Like you break stops. It over some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Stuff takes like 5 years to make and then like 5 minutes to destroy. Yeah. Like, that's pretty much like in context.
I was working on this like huge project for school. And I had it saved on my flash drive, and, like, I was done with it and everything, and it was, like, really cool, and I was like, yeah, this is epic win. But then my dad was, like, cleaning the, like, clearing his computer or whatever, my flash drive was there, and he just deleted it, and I was like, ooh. But when I, like, redid it, though, it was, I thought it was, like, a lot better when I redid it, so I guess it was,
okay.
You know, it was kind of nice.
Okay, so I just got a question from someone. He says, if African-American people didn't exist, then what would Obama be?
Was that from Andres?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I remember I was at his house once, and we went on that, like, thing where you can just talk to random people, like, video chat with random people.
Okay.
And he just, like, asked some girl that same question, yeah, and she was just, like, laughing really hard, and then he...
What would you guys think? Yeah. Would it just be a white version?
Okay, what was the question again?
Sorry. If African-American people didn't exist, then what would Obama be?
Arabian? Obama would be... Obama Arabic. Wouldn't exist because he's Arabic. Not, he's a black person, Arabic. So that just means...
Arabic.
I guess.
Sorry, we don't allow it.
He would be the same, but he'd be white, I guess.
No, I feel like it would just be like, I don't know, whoever ran against him, or no, someone new, Bernie. Someone completely...
Who ran against Obama? I feel like I remembered it, but I forgot now.
But there was, yeah, I mean, someone new would be running, or someone different would be running. Or something.
But then we wouldn't have so much stuff that we have now.
I mean...
Like Obamacare.
Obamacare. He cares for you.
Dude, he does.
Obama said the N-word. It was pretty cool.
Dude.
No, he actually... What? Bruh. Well, I know. Bruh, actually, there's like this thing where he's like talking about white people or just people in general using it, and he just straight up says it, which is nice. But like...
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool... You know, I listened to it. It was like... A good point, but I kind of forgot what the point was.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's not talk about that on the... Okay. Yeah,
Maybe we could cut this part out.
Maybe. I don't know, it doesn't matter.
No.
Who's gonna listen to this?
No one.
Okay, good.
Guys, turn up. Pride Month.
Pride Month.
Turn up.
I know this is very important for you, Carter.
Well, I know I am no homo. I have girlfriend.
Sure. Girl, quote unquote. Girl.
Right, I'm sorry. All right, that's the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Really? Right as we're talking about your sexuality.
Like trying to hide it up.
No, anyone else want anything to talk about?
What's your favorite ice cream flavor? That's a quick one.
Mint chocolate chip, easy.
I don't like mint, but I like, I don't know, like pentuple chocolate or something. That's nice.
What is that?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, isn't Obama prove like half Muslim or something?
Did I prove my point?
Okay.
David.
So we have a picture here. Obama it's an Arabic man plus American flag, and it says equals Obama. So I guess that's what he would.
And
do.
That's the end of the podcast. Good night.
All right. Thanks for it. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Epic content.
For this epic stuff. And
don't trust Obama. Goodbye.
This was an out of yeah. This was an out of context episode. Normally we don't have stuff like this. We'll have a few. I'll have another one coming up too with different people, like this. But
you should do like separate interviews with people.
Just, I guess.
Just line up a bunch of questions and just like, ask him to...
Well, I know when I'm going back to Illinois, I'll do another thing like this. It's just, like, we talk about stuff, so... Yeah. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening. If this isn't on... If you're not listening to this on YouTube, check it out on YouTube. It's just Small Talk and then podcast. Yeah, pretty much. Oh, we do have an Instagram. I have an Instagram. It's just Small Talk. It's Small Talk, Small Laugh. Yeah, and that's it. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Bye. Love you. Love you. Goodbye.